specific book. Fuck the Constitution, stick to fuck the rules of them. Warfield, Nelfield, Barnafield and Panafield. Lots of local stories that you may never care.
Hi, I'd like to announce me, Alan Smith, with a wee publicity out of the day's Prison Journal on Thursday, December 1st. So, nae far awa noo, it's all Christmas time, but hard to believe the 1st of December. Anyway, front page of paper today is rates rise to hit Dons, Diners, and City Vision. So, Aberdeen FC, City Restaurants, and Union Street's regeneration could all be hammered by huge rises in business rates, Commerce Chiefs warned last night. Pittodrie Stadium could see its annual bill rocket from 192,000 to 450,000. Analysis of draft revaluation rates published yesterday shows. Tapas and cocktail bar Revolution de Cuba, based in the Academy, is facing an increase of 222%, with rates going from 60,000 in 2017 to 190,000 for April 1st, 2023. Aberdeen and Grampian Chamber of Commerce warned the proposed rates threaten the viability of firms already reeling for COVID and the cost of living crisis. Well, that is just like be a hammer blow, I think, for a lot of places, because you know, far as going to afford that, 60,000 is bad enough, but 190,000, cheapers. That is just going to be very, very hard for any business to, you know, find out that extra dosh, especially just new. But that's what they're coming up with, so we'll see if it happens, but I think it's going to be even more empty shops and empty premises going about if this is the case. It wouldn't take a genius to tell you that. Now, here is a cathedral that receives hundreds of coats to donate to the needy, so an Aberdeen cathedral is now running out of space after more than 400 coats and jackets were donated to give out to those in need. About 400 hats, scarves and gloves have also been given to St Mary's Cathedral on Carden Place. The cathedral has been accepting donations of good quality coats and jackets for its first ever Jacket Tatty event launched in response to the cost of living crisis. Folk in the community far struggling to buy their own winter clothes are invited to the cathedral for 10 o'clock on Saturday. They will be able to choose a jacket as well as a hat, scarf, pair of gloves, with the cathedral also serving free baked tatties and warming drinks. Reverend Canon Terry Taggart said people have been very generous with the donations and have put a lot of thought into the appeal. so he said, if you need something, please come. If somebody else needs it, please invite them to come so they can at least try it on. Come on, here, baked tatty and a warming cup of tea. So, well, it's amazing, there's a picture in here, there's absolutely chock-a-block with coats and hats and stuff. So, folk are always very, very generous, you know, from the last, and you know, there's always more folk, it's worse off on yourself. And, you know, it's marvellous that folk are willing to donate a good quality jacket or if they were to help out somebody for us. You know, not so fortunate maybe to have extra clothes or when I hit heating or whatever, and yeah, excellent thing, and hopefully that'll get well used on Saturday if nobody turns up to get a jacket and a hat and a scarf and a big tatty into bargain. Can't be bad. Well done to them. Now here's a roofing firm fined £2,000 over false trade body accreditation claims. So a Northeast roofing firm has been fined for falsely claiming it was approved by respected professional trade bodies. Murray Firth Roofing Limited plastered accreditation shields, should have picked an easier story in this, I think, and logos all over its website, vans, flyers and Facebook. But the Elgin firm hadn't been a member of any of the associations for a good couple of years. It was caught out for an 83-year-old customer who was having work done by the company, became suspicious and discovered the traders were not accredited. Banff Sheriff Court heard that Murray Firth Roofing Limited claimed to be in the Master Guild of Craftsmen, Federation of Small Businesses and Confederation of Roofing Contractors. The business had been a member when it was created in March 2015. Kenneth Stewart, the firm's sole director, was also charged under the Consumer Protection from Unfair Trading Regulations. His not guilty plea was accepted by the Crown, but he was asked to remain in the courtroom while the company's case was dealt with. From August 9th to September 13th last year, Murray Firth gave its customers paperwork stating the firm was accredited by various trade bodies. So anyway, the searches by the Press and Journal have revealed that they were still that the accreditation claims were still visible on the firm's Facebook page at the time of publication. Murray Firth Refin admitted a charge of consenting or conniving to falsely claim that it had been approved by professional bodies. Sheriff Robert McDonald said it could have been fined £10,000. He said folk choose their contractors by looking to see if they're a member of a recognised public or private body. He fined them. He fined Murray Firth Refin registered to Stewart's home address of the Pines in Elgin £2,075. The sum must be paid within 28 days. So, well, I wouldn't like to be the next folk. It's getting a job done by him, because he'll have to have the prices on to pay for his fine. Now, it just shows you, everybody just takes this for granted that, you know, if somebody says it on their van or on a leaflet, it must be true. And good on that all money in 83 for inquired about it and found that it was just a like a lease really. It wasn't true of us. So well done to him, and well done to the sheriff for dishing out a fine and getting him a flex, and it could have been £10,000. So flipping heck, that's swick. Now, it's going to be lawnless this Christmas at the Union Terrace. Because the main Union Terrace gardens will remain muddy and bald until the end of winter, it has been revealed. Turf will not be laid in the once green space in the Aberdeen City Centre until at least mid-February. The decision should allow the park to be opened in time for Christmas after its £30 million revamp is promised in the Press and Journal on Saturday. Council chiefs have ruled that there is too great a risk to damage to the new grass during the calm months, and the return of the Spectra Light Festival to Union Terrace Gardens also poses high risk of turf damage, and it looks as though there will be nothing to mark the opening, with Spectra described as the first major event to be held in the new look gardens. Townhouse top brass have in the previous years been criticised for leaving the lawn to ruin after hosting major events in the sunken Victorian Park. Chief Capital Officer John Wilson has revealed the city want to make the same mistake again as the gardens near completion. Back in early October, he said the opening was a matter of weeks away. Now the grass won't be laid until after the award-winning light show and only required remedial work on the ground. Even then, the local authority will wait until weather conditions are favourable. There we go. This is a never-ending saga at Union Terrace Gardens. For the missing steps and, you know, to all the other shenanigans that's going on, we're going to be well into next year before it's a sort out the way they would want it to be. And, here's hoping that they're just absolutely top-notch when they are, Dean, because... Yes, gardens just need longer to mark than the pyramids, I would think. But anyway, I'm sure it'll all be worth it in the end. I hope I'm still alive to see them when they are finished. Now there's going to be an open day to celebrate a limited edition whiskey. So Glenmurray is celebrating the unveiling of their latest limited edition whiskey with a special open day for local visitors. The 10-year-old Glenmurray Elgin Edition is available to buy exclusively at the distillery. It was conceived when the Elgin was bidding for city status as part of the Queen's Jubilee celebrations earlier this year. The distillery is hosting the open day on December 3rd from 10 o'clock to 4 o'clock to give locals a chance to sample a dram and snap up one of only 1,600 bottles. Glenmurray Visitor Centre Manager Ian Allen said the Glenmurray Elgin Edition records our pride in being a long-standing resident of our Elgin home. This is our toast to Elgin and his people, and on December 3rd, we look forward to throwing open our doors to the local community so they can enjoy a first festive taste of their new hometown dram. Well, that's damn decent of them to be doing that for the folk in Elgin now. And, you know, I'm not sure if there's a distillery anyway near about Kintore, but, you know, hopefully there is. And hopefully it's very similar to Jack Daniels and, you know, all supplies of Coca-Cola. And there's a puckle nips gone free, that would be dandy. And just to clarify now, either bourbon whiskies are available, but any is good. Now just finish up with support as normal, and the back page of Paper Day is the support is the team for granted, says Goodwin. Member Dean boss Jim Goodwin has thanked the club supporters for their continued backing despite a cost of living crisis. With prices rising, Goodwin acknowledges the sacrifice fans are making to buy tickets and travel to games. So more than 15,000 Aberdeen supporters have packed out Pittodrie for recent home wins, and there was 17,000 at the Dundee United game. So, you know, he's very grateful for that support. And, you know, as long as there are Aberdeen's winning, they'll always get decent crowds. So come on, Aberdeen. And what that we start to mention in the sport, there is a young loon, Alex Ray. Aberdeen's Alex Ray was bursting with pride when he found out he'd been selected to play table tennis for Team GB in the Special Olympics World Games. The 2023 event in Berlin in June will feature more than 7,000 players competing across 26 sports over 9 days. Alex was 14 who started playing table tennis at just 9 years old after switching for bowls. He plays and trains with the Special Olympics Grampian Club in Aberdeen. So he's been to a lot of competitions through all the years, but when he competes in June, it'll be the first time, his first time on the international stage, which he has described as an honour. So Alex used to work with me at one of the shops I worked in Aberdeen, and he's an absolute topper all loon, and you know, I'm sure he'll do his absolute best, and he certainly won't let anybody down, and just I'm sure he'll do Aberdeen proud of, that's for sure. So good luck to him, and you know, keep on practicing, Alex, and I'm glad I showed you all the tricks and the hang when we work together, how to, you know, win at table tennis. Anyway, well done to him, and you know, good luck for Berlin. Now that's me done for the announcement. We've got the stories of today's Preston Journal on a Thursday, the 1st of December. So, too bad a day today. It was a bit drizzly this morning, but it kind of fared up by dinner time, and it wasn't too bad in the afternoon. But I heard a few of all. Manage it, Cairns about six things, speaking about snow next week, so time to look out to Long Jones if you might about mad or lymphanon, I would say. Anyway, thanks very much for listening to this podcast, hope you enjoyed it, and if you did, please make sure to tell a pal about it, so they can find it, how to subscribe, and plenty more room on the Doric Express for your listeners. In the meantime, thanks very much, cheers now, toodaloo.
Constitutes speak the book the rules of them. Wrongfield, Nellfield, Manorfield, and Battlefield. Lots of awful stories that you made in a can.